Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're going to continue where we left off yesterday, looking at St. Paul's apostolic prayer in the first chapter of Ephesians, and getting to the central verse that I want to touch on that's going to unfold where I'd like to go the rest of this week, which is to talk about and open up for us an understanding of what it means to share in the anointing of Jesus Christ, all those who are baptized into Jesus. And what Paul is praying for in this prayer, if you didn't have a chance to tune in yesterday, Paul is praying to the Father for all the baptized, all those in Ephesus that he's shepherding and caring for. And he's praying that God would act through the Holy Spirit to give every believer a deeper understanding, giving them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. This is where the Holy Spirit comes to lead all of us into the deeper wisdom of God, the mystery of God, the knowledge of God, the greatness of His majesty, the grasping of His unshakable truth and holiness and power, the reality of God, and that God has drawn close to us and God has come to dwell in us. We become temples of the Holy Spirit. And so Paul is saying, you need God's help and the help of the Holy Spirit to understand what He's done for you, what He's done for me in baptism, becoming baptized into Jesus. And so we need wisdom, we need revelation in that knowledge. So this is the work of the Holy Spirit. He comes to reveal, to unveil, to help us see, to unfold, to teach, to give us insight, an experiential knowledge of who God is and what God has done in us. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened is such a key verse and such an important one there. And then he says, that you may know what is the hope to which you're called. We talked about that yesterday, having confidence in God, having confidence in our destiny. We can see where we're going by seeing what's happening in Christ. And that mystery of what God has done in bringing Jesus from death to life, rising from the dead, entering into glory, there's a mystery there, friends, that is the transformational, most glorious thing that's ever happened in the world, that can ever happen to a human being, is to see what happened in Jesus, His human flesh glorified, filled with the life of God in heaven, and all limitation broken off from human flesh and entered now into the presence of God. And we see that's our destiny. That's why St. Peter would even say, you know, we become partakers of the divine nature, that this thing, this reality, the mystery of what God's plan brought about in the person of Jesus is now at work in you and in me. And so Paul will tell us, the apostles tell us so clearly, that the hope to which we're called is ultimately Christ in us, Christ in you, Christ in me, those who are baptized into Christ. So it's so important to see the critical difference that exists between Christianity and every other religion on the planet and what it is that Jesus brings. And then it says, not only the hope to which we're called and the glorious inheritance in the saints, we see in the lives of the saints, not only all of us, we all receive this inheritance in baptism, the inheritance that belongs to the firstborn son, Jesus, which is what? The participation in the life of God, entering into the presence of God the Father in heaven, and coming into the fulfillment for which we were made, and taking it to another level and participating and sharing in the glory of our Lord. So that's a reality that we all share in our inheritance. But the saints themselves, like think of St. Francis or your favorite saint, and the degree to which they came to imitate the life of Jesus and the magnificent and glorious way that God worked through them and teaching them to love in just heroic ways, but also the kingdom breaking forth from them and bringing life to people. I mean, think of St. Francis, again, my favorite saint, 729 years ago, roughly, he died. And there's still millions of people from all over the world that pilgrimage to that little town in Assisi, right? Assisi in Italy, to visit his grave and to pray. And many of the people there who go, they rejoice, they weep, they sing, they dance, they sit quietly, some lay prostrate because of this magnificent work that the Lord did in this creature. This man gives us so much hope. This is our destiny. We see, we get a glimpse of it. the mystery of God's amazing work in his plan. And then Paul goes on to say, come to know, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe? It's critical for us to be able to lay hold of the depth of what God actually has done in us already and given to us. And what it does is it releases in us power. It's the same power that Jesus talked about in the Acts of the Apostles, where the first chapter, he told the apostles as they're waiting, he ascends to the right hand of the Father. But before he did, he said, you know, wait. And he said that in Luke's gospel, wait, you'll be clothed with power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. In Acts, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. What is the power? It's the power of the Holy Spirit, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It's a person. It's the person of the Holy Spirit. That's the source of the power to live a radically different way of life. And friends, it is so important for us to not just hold it as a doctrine in our mind, but to receive it as a lived experience. Because we really are meant to walk in the footsteps of the saints, of St. Francis and others, as I've been describing, and which means to allow, to believe, to trust, to lean on, to come out of the world and the ways of thinking of the world and the patterns of this world, and to enter into the life the Lord has in store for us, that he wants to unfold in us, that comes from living radically abandoned to Jesus and trust and saying yes to him, walking with him, and receiving the grace to come into this encounter and experience with the very power of God. Now, the power of God comes from the anointing of the Spirit, you could say, the anointing of the Spirit. And I want to touch on some wonderful passages from the Catechism that help us grasp the role of the Holy Spirit. Because remember, Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Jesus said he was the one anointed with the Holy Spirit. So the anointing of the Spirit is the power that flows from the Godhead into our lives, from the Trinity, the Spirit that was there at Genesis, the Spirit that was there at the raising of Jesus from the dead, the Spirit that gave birth to the church on the day of Pentecost. This Holy Spirit is in us, corporately and individually. Give some examples here, beginning in paragraph 667 from the Catechism. It says, Jesus Christ, having entered the sanctuary of heaven once for all and for all, intercedes constantly for us as the mediator. Okay, so Jesus rises from the dead. He ascends into heaven. He enters into the holy place. He enters into the very life of God in heaven before the holy, in the holy of holies. You know, the holy of holies in Israel and the temple was an image, right? It was a holy place, and God did dwell there. It was a sign too. It was a kind of sacrament, you could say. It affected what it signified. It was a holy place, and people encountered God there in a unique way, but it was pointing to something else. It was pointing to the real holy place, as Hebrews tells us, which is in heaven, which is God himself and everything that emanates from God and God's life. So he's saying here, Jesus entered the sanctuary of heaven. He did it once, and he did it for all of us who are baptized into him. He did it for you, and he did it for me, so that we could share in his anointing, in his life of the Holy Spirit. And so he intercedes as a mediator. He's mediating on our behalf. He's interceding. He's praying before the Father, standing there with his wounds, his fidelity and his faithfulness, and appealing to the Father on our behalf for this continued outpour. It says this, he prays as the mediator who what? Assures us of the permanent outpouring of the Holy Spirit. A permanent outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is the reality of, some people describe it as an open heaven. That in Jesus' rising to the Father, one of us now makes it possible for every human being who opens his heart to the gospel, you know, repents and is baptized in becoming a new creation, heaven is opened. Heaven comes to us and dwells in us. And the power of God, the flow of life that comes from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the power that comes from the Father and the Son, which is the Holy Spirit, is in us, living in us, and flowing through us for the sake of the salvation of the world, our own salvation, and for the salvation of the world. Paragraph 687, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So the Spirit is coming to give us this insight that Paul is praying for. It's the Spirit that answers the prayer of Paul. So we can grasp the hope to which we're called. We can see the immeasurable greatness of his power that's in us. And we can come to believe in, receive, and walk in the down payment of the full inheritance that belongs to us as sons and daughters of God. He goes on to say, now God's Spirit, again, paragraph 687, now God's Spirit, who reveals God, makes known to us Christ. God's Spirit is the one who reveals, and he makes us know, understand, he manifests and reveals Jesus to us, who is God's Word. He reveals the Word to us. Later in the paragraph, it says, the Spirit of truth, Jesus said he gives us the Holy Spirit. He called him the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth does what? He unveils Christ to us. This is Paul's prayer. Go deeper and deeper and deeper. Don't plateau. Don't stop. Be passionate. Lean into the Holy Spirit. Say yes to the Holy Spirit. Come into your full inheritance. The Spirit wants to unveil the mystery of Jesus to you, which is not only to see his glory, but to see Christ in you, your hope and confidence for glory. The world cannot receive him, it says from Scripture, because it neither sees him nor knows him, while those who believe in Christ know the Spirit because he dwells in them. You can come to know the third person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit sees you, knows you, hears you, and the Holy Spirit responds to you, speaks to you. The Holy Spirit's going to fulfill his mission in all whose hearts. We're the only one who slows the Holy Spirit down. Your heart is his destination. Literally, the Father's plan was to make it possible for the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in you and dwell in me. That's the power that raised Jesus from the dead. That's why Paul will say the immeasurable greatness of his power in us who believe. Paragraph 690, Jesus is Christ, anointed. The word Christ means anointed, because the Spirit is his anointing. Think about that for a minute. Jesus is anointing. What has Jesus been anointed by? Not just oil. The Spirit of God is Jesus's anointing. So when we share in the anointing of Jesus, that means the Spirit is your anointing. And friends, that's an important thing to know about yourself. That's an important thing to say about yourself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It's another way of saying it. But to say the Spirit is my anointing, I have been anointed. Anointed with what? I've been anointed with the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And it's that power, that person of the Spirit that Jesus has made possible through his death and resurrection for me to receive and to live in and walk in. And it's that Spirit that brings me into the communion of love and fellowship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It makes me a member of the family. And it draws me into the glory, even now, of God. Absolutely mind-blowing. We're going to continue to take this up, friends, as we walk through the rest of this week. But walk in the anointing every single day. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The Scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.